Hey, I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And welcome to the Leeds to Success podcast. This week, we're actually going to be discussing my weight loss journey. I've gone from a couple of years ago, I was weighing about 18 stone. I'm now weighing 14, so I lost about 4 stone. I reckon a bit more, actually, of fat. We're going to be talking about how I did it, why I did it, and maybe it's something that you might want to do as well.
So, wow, you look very good.
Oh, that's what you want your wife to say. Wow, you look very good. She says that every time I wake up in the morning. I get up and she's like, wow. That's the word. It was worth it. You don't normally say wow, do you? But thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Just wanted to big you up a bit.
That's very kind of you. Very kind of you.
Well, to start, should we look at where it all began then? Was there a specific moment or point in life where you made you start your weight loss journey?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because there was, for this time, I have lost weight before. So it's something that's always been a bit of a... I think I like food
yes,
a lot.
You are a foodie, aren't you?
I'm definitely a foodie. So when we travel, for example, for me, one of the best things about traveling is trying different foods.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, when you go to France, it's like, I've got to try French food. One of the ones I was really impressed with was actually Budapest.
Yes.
Hungarian food. I never expected to really like that.
Yeah, that is one of our favourites, actually, isn't it?
Budapest was absolutely unbelievable. So I'm a foodie.
Yeah.
And I like food. So I have had times in the past where I've put weight on and then lost it. But this was probably the fattest and most out of shape I've ever been.
Yeah.
And I would say right now, I'm probably maybe not the slimmest, but probably in the best shape.
Yes,
I've ever been in. So this is probably the biggest transformation, and this has been over from...
It's been nearly 3 years. It'll be 3 years this October, won't it?
It will be 3 years.
And I remember the exact moment that you just went, that is it, I'm...
It was when we were in Paris.
Yes.
And we were at the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And I was trying to take a selfie. And you know when you're fat... Right, is you can't take a straight on selfie because you look fat. Because you are fat, right? So what you do is you start sort of lifting the phone up to give you a better angle. And I'd got to the point where I was taking one on the top of my head. No, I'd got to the point where I couldn't look good in a selfie. When you start getting fat, you can then disguise it with angles. So you look terrible in real life. But in photos,
yeah,
you still look okay. I got to the point where I couldn't look good. I couldn't disguise it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I didn't have a good angle. What's your best angle?
There isn't one.
No. Don't have a good angle. So I remember we were in Paris and I was like, you know what? F this. I am not being like this anymore. I mean, there's loads of disadvantages to being fat.
I mean, to be fair, you did finish the Paris trip. You made the decision, once I finished eating in Paris...
Yeah.
I will start the diet.
I did say that.
You did start it in Paris, did you? You waited till you go home.
But you know what, though? A lot of people say, like, oh, I'm going to start the diet on Monday. Oh, I'm not one of those.
No, I remember thinking he actually means it this time, even though you didn't start right there and then. You had a few more days in Paris. I remember thinking there's something different. He really has decided.
It was like a switch had gone off. It was like, that's it. I'm done. But it's interesting because a lot of people talk about how if you're a successful person, you know, you'll take that success to other areas of your life. But I very much was not like that. If anything, I actually think, you know, being very focused on my businesses and entrepreneurship and all that, my focus was so on that. I mean, Grant Cardone says, be obsessed or be average.
Yeah,
and I think I was obsessed with that, but then I wasn't obsessed with my diet, my health. So I was, well, I was worse than average, very, 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 very average.
One thing I struggle with when I'm trying to lose weight is I feel like I think, that's it, I'm going to lose weight. I lose weight, but then I hit, like, there'll be something in my head that thinks, oh, I want to lose weight for this specific event, or for some reason, most people go, right, I want to lose weight, I'm going to that wedding, I'm a bridesmaid, or I want to look good on that holiday. And I find that my problem is when I get there, I snap back, and however much I try to stay in the same mindset of, no, I'm keeping going, I really struggle once I've reached the goal of, oh, okay, I've made it to that wedding and I've looked good, or I've made it on that holiday and I've looked good, I then slip back. How have you managed? Because we're going on for nearly 3 years now, and you've not snapped out of it. You're still totally as motivated as you were 3 years ago back in Paris when you made the decision.
I think it's lots of mini goals. So rather than having one big goal where it's like, I mean, the classic example of what you're talking about for me is Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury's goal was to become world champion, heavyweight world champion, right? He achieved that and it was like, oh, I'm done. And then he went totally off the rails, stopped training, and it took a lot for him to then come back from that, because you'd reached the mountaintop, you've done it, and then you take your foot off the gas. I think you need to be setting maybe not such big goals, but lots of little goals. So when you hit that goal, rather than thinking, I've done it, it's like, well, what's the next goal? What's the next goal? So you could, I mean, you're never going to have the perfect body. There's always, even if, you know, my coach, Steve Walker, who's got an amazing body, I think, he's still like, oh, I want to improve this. I want this to be a little bit bigger. He's still got lots of little goals that keeps you going.
Yeah.
So I think that for me, it's always, okay, I've hit that. Now what? Now this, now that. Now, so you're always working towards something.
So what exactly are you working towards right now that's keeping you motivated?
Well, so right now I'm actually cutting at the moment. So I'm still looking to lose a bit more weight. And then once I've done that, I'm going to be looking to grow a bit more muscle. And it's, you know, little goals, fitness goals in the gym, lifting a certain amount of weight.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, that you just keep you motivated. I think goal setting is really important. And we do it in business, don't we?
Yeah.
In our business, we set quarterly goals. And then once you hit the quarter, you're not just like, oh, well, I'm rich now, let's stop. In fact, it's interesting because I remember chatting to Samuel. And he was saying, if this was years ago, he's like, if you could snap your fingers and have a six pack, how much would you pay to do that? Because, you know, we've got a lot of money, but we haven't got a six pack. And we were like, oh, how much would I pay? I'd love it, it'd be amazing. But actually, if Big Fat Russ, which is my name back then, if Big Fat Russ had snapped his fingers and had a six pack, Big Fat Russ would have ruined the six pack probably in about 3 months. You know, it'd have been Big Fat Russ again, right? Because I acted, I ate bad food, I didn't exercise. I didn't deserve the six, I'd have lost the six pack. In the same way that when someone wins the lottery, they, I can't remember the percentage, I think it's like 87% of lottery winners are bankrupt within 5 years.
I think it might be higher.
It might be. I can't remember the percentage.
I think it's crazy, isn't it? And I think the stats are pretty much anyone that's won the lottery isn't rich anymore.
But did you know that 92% of statistics are made up?
Well, there you go then.
So, no, but it's something like that, isn't it? It's something really high. Because that person can't handle the money. Right, so they're given the money, they can't handle it. It's very hard to get rich, but it's also, which they've been handed on a plate, but it's also very hard to keep it.
Yeah.
And I think having a good body and being in shape is the same. It's not about reaching it and, oh, I'm done. And my attitude changed. It wasn't just like, I want to, when I've lost weight before, like you say, you'd hit your goal, you'd then, oh, okay, I've done it. You haven't done it.
No.
The work's just begun. Now you've got to keep it. Now you've got to put the stuff in to keep it. You've got to carry on tracking your what you're eating, got to carry on tracking your workouts, working out, all that has got to carry on.
So it's not a start, now I've finished, now I can go back to the old me.
It's a lifestyle thing.
Yeah,
it's
and I think that sometimes people think in their head, and I always think this, oh, I'm going to diet for X amount of time to get in shape.
Yeah.
And then I'll be done, then I'll be in shape, and then I can just go back to being me.
It's you. This is you.
Yes.
This is now your life. If you go back to being you, you'll do the things that made you put on weight in the first place and you'll end up being fat again.
Yeah. But I think that's the biggest mistake people make, is that they don't see it as a lifestyle change.
Imagine if you did that with business. Imagine if you were like, right, what I'm going to do? You know what? Let's make a bit of money for a few months. And then you went, we've made money now. Let's stop. You'd lose the money.
Yeah.
You'd spend the money. It would be gone. It's the exact same. You've got to carry on. It's a lifestyle thing. Same with work. Same with everything. Everything that's worth doing, you need to do it every day. You need to do it all the time. You can't just stop. If you stop, you'll lose it. I do think it's easier once you get going. You've got the momentum on your side. Like the work that you need to put in the early days is really hard. Now, I mean, I train 4 days a week, but I enjoy it now. It's 4 hours. Plus football, probably 5 hours a week of working out. And it's like, I enjoy it. It's easy for me now. I'm in a routine. Obviously, it's still hard when I'm there. I'm lifting the weights. It's difficult, but it's not anywhere near as hard as it was when I first got started, you know, where I couldn't walk.
So going right back to the start, so that October.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you did to get going? Was it diet? Was it exercise? What was your first?
So I did a bit of both. So the first thing was diet, but I didn't really know how to diet back then. So I tried different things. So I tried things like Slimming World.
Slimming World had worked for you previously, though. I remember when we were you about 20 and you did Slimming World and lost a considerable amount of weight, didn't you, back then?
I did. I think Slimming World will get you so far. I think Slimming World's good, but I think it depends on the...
Slimming World didn't work for me at all.
But it wouldn't work for you. Now that I understand diets, I totally understand why it wouldn't work for you. Because Slimming World says you can eat as much as you want of these certain foods, right? So it's basically... But that obviously... Take it to the extreme, right? What are some of the stuff you can eat on Slimming World? Like meat, for example, right? You can eat on Slimming World as much as you want. I don't know, it might have changed a bit now. We'll probably get people
back in the day,
you can eat as much as you wanted, right?
It was red and green day, wasn't it? It was very simple. It was either you have all your meat.
Yeah. But of course, it's obvious that that's not the case. Because you just if you eat too much of it, then you will still be fat.
So I'm surprised you lost weight.
I lost weight because my diet was so bad before it that it...
Because you're a big eater, aren't you?
But so. I would never get to this weight for me on Slimming World, I don't think.
Do you not? Because I remember you did go very, very...
Yeah, but I was eating a lot of salads and stuff, wasn't I? Back when I was younger, yeah.
True. So Slimming World, you reckons...
I think it's okay.
But can only get you so far.
It's okay. Could be good, but it could also be abused.
Yeah.
It's not as cut and dry as they're like.
No, you've still got to have that motivation to want to.
Keto is the same. No, I think keto. I think the reason that people lose weight on keto is because you can only eat certain foods, again, like meat and fatty foods and stuff. There's only so much of that food you can eat. So for a lot of people, they'll lose weight because you don't want. You know, when I did keto, I was like. I literally don't want to eat anymore. I've got to the, like, do you want to eat some more chicken? No. I don't really.
It's more that they are just, one way or another, cutting down your calories because you're bored of the food.
Yeah, but then I put a load of weight back on with keto as soon as I started eating normal again. Within like a day, I'd put like a stone back on.
Yeah, that was crazy that was when we did keto. Because I remember then, it got to my birthday, didn't it? And I was like, look, I'll have... And I didn't even have a piece of cake. I just ate more normally. And I put on half a stone in a day. And I was just like...
It's all water weight because you've got no carbs.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I wasn't a fan of keto when we tried that.
No, I'm sure it could work for some people. And you got to trial and error what works for you. But what works for me, diet-wise, is to track my macros.
Yeah.
So the three ones that I'm worried about are calories, which is the most important one. I say three. It's calories and then the three. So calories is the most important one. And the other three are fat, carbs, protein. So all I do is at the moment I'm cutting. So I'm slightly less. So I'm having 1,800 calories a day. And I've got to have at least 200 grams of protein. And then the rest of my calories can be made up of either fats or carbs. It doesn't really matter. A healthy mixture of the two.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, you might think, oh, that's not, well, I don't know, you might think it's a lot of calories. But I think for a 6'2" guy, it's probably not a lot of calories.
No.
But because I'm eating so much protein, which obviously helps with muscle repair and stuff when you're working out in the gym, because I'm doing so much protein is so filling. It's like, it's crazy how full you can be on a 500 calorie lunch when a lot of it is protein.
Yeah.
It's like, When I eat carbs like crisps, for example, I could eat so many calories in crisps. I could eat thousands of calories in crisps in a row.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that with chicken.
No, you just think, okay, enough's enough now.
Yeah, there's only so much chicken you're going to be able to eat. Right, and you're full. And you can't eat anymore because I'd rather be full. I'd rather be in the state where I was like, I'm full. I kind of want to eat still, but I don't want to eat any more of that, but I am full.
Yeah.
Rather than I'm hungry.
Yeah.
A little bit worse than being hungry. So I think the key for me, for my diet, eating a lot of, as much protein as I can. And then, but a healthy mix.
Do you know what's good about your diet is, I know we're calling it a diet, but...
Lifestyle.
Yeah. And it fits in. We've always struggled in the past to find a diet that fits in to our travelling and our social life and the fact that we do love going to lots of restaurants and doing lots of experiences and we're out quite a lot. And I think for us, a big one was like, but trying to do Slimming World, but go to restaurants and go around people's houses and travel the world and experience food. But you're on Slimming World or you're on keto. I felt like those kind of diets took out a lot of fun of some of the stuff we like and enjoy in life.
And with this diet, and I actually think diet is the correct word. It's diet has been misused to mean you're on a diet, but everyone's on a diet. Your diet is what you eat, right? But it's kind of, the word has changed. But yeah, this diet or this lifestyle, and it goes back to our point earlier of you've got to do something that's sustainable.
I
really believe in that. You've got to do something you can do over a long period of time. But this diet, I can go and eat out. You know, we went to Nando's last night.
Yeah.
Went to Nando's, had half a chicken, I had some broccoli, I had some macho peas.
No, we love Nando's.
You know, and it's like...
But even at a push, like last week when we took the kids skiing, we had a McDonald's.
We
don't very often because that's not that healthy for numerous other reasons. But we were like, okay, you had enough calories. We were in a rush. We were off skiing and we didn't... And they'd just finished clubs and... You had a McDonald's and that was still fine within your diet. I think it gives you that freedom rather than being just on a strict diet of this is exactly what you can eat, this is exactly what you can't eat.
Yeah.
So it rules out certain things.
What I would say though is, you're right, you can have that, but it's really important for me anyway that I track everything I eat, right? Because, and then whether it's good or whether it's bad. So some days, because my coach, Steve... He's got access to my calories, right? So I'll put it all in and he can see what I've eaten. So he will be like, dude, but I'll never not put it in.
Yeah, you know, everything
in. So if we go to McDonald's, I'll put it in. Now, as it happens, that day, I think my meal was about 800 calories, 850 or something at McDonald's. That's okay, actually.
Yeah.
It's not very healthy food. I wouldn't want to be doing that every day. But occasionally, I was still under my 2,000 calories for the day. You know, I was fine. Some days I'm not. Some days I'll go way over. I'll have a day where I'll do like 3,500 calories. And I used to think back in the day, oh, what's the point? Oh, I've gone off the rails.
Yeah.
And then go bad for a week, have a terrible week. Whereas now I'm like, okay, I've had a bad day. Back on it tomorrow. Normally it's alcohol that gets me.
Yes.
Alcohol, man. Because I need the food calories anyway. The 2,000 food... If we go out for a night, we went out to Newcastle. I had like drank 3,000 calories. I was like looking at my day at the end of the day. I wasn't tracking it as I went. I was writing the drinks down, and then when I got home, back to the room, it was like 3 a.m, and I worked it all out. I was like, "Holy crap, man! I've drunk like 3,500 calories in alcohol. I'm at like 5,500 for the day. That's put me back 5 weeks."
And I'm a bit of a bad influence. I do like to also. Along with trying the food in other countries and on holidays, I very much like to find the wine.
You drink more than me. I don't really drink very often. I might have like, you know, one or two drinks a week normally and then the odd day like that.
Yeah, I do.
A party or something.
I am the instigator of the...
For me, it's just not worth it. It's not worth the calories. Like, we had a glass of wine last night and I was like, it's 250 calories in a glass of wine?
It was 210.
It's 220, actually. 220 calories in a glass of wine.
Pick the large glass, though.
Well, you could have a glass. You don't have a glass, don't you?
When I know I want alcohol, I'm better at eating less food. I think, right, I'll have less calories on my food.
Yeah, you're like, I'm gonna have dinner, I'll have a glass of wine. It's like, come on, nah, that's not very healthy, is it? That's not very good.
But I did enjoy a glass of wine.
Well, fair enough.
How did you develop your workout routine? And did that start straight away? Did you just get straight in the gym the minute you got back from Paris? Or was it all about diet first?
No. So I did start working out straight away, but I didn't do what I do now. I don't think I would have been. I think the important thing for me, I think, when you start working out at the gym is to do something that's very, not easy. You don't want it to be easy, but very sustainable. So in the past, where I've given up is where I've tried to do stuff that was just like nuts. And I've gone straight in. I've jumped onto someone else's routine who already is working in the gym. Like if I tried to do what I do now in the gym when I first got started.
Yeah, you'd have given up, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely. I'd have hated it. It'd have been hell. It'd been awful. I think most people do that. They start too hard and it's hell. So what I actually did was I started relatively easy. I went to the David Lloyd and started doing like 2 or 3 classes a week. I think yes. I did 2 actually. I think I did 2 classes a week. I did football, which I enjoy football. Even when I was fat, I played football, right?
Yeah, you did.
So I just run around more now. You know, I became one of those players that dropped further and further back.
Yeah, you just used to stand there,
wait for the ball to come. Yeah, whereas now I run around a lot more. So I carried on playing football. So I did 2 classes at the gym. I did like a general HIIT type class that I found really hard. That was about 45 minutes and a cycling class.
You used to love that though, didn't you? Because you were one of the only men.
I was one. It was a load of women and me. The cycling class wasn't. It was a load of women. But I think that was probably my level. Like it was like, I think it was called total body workout.
Okay. Yeah, it was, yeah.
And that was like hard. It was like challenging. It's getting in, burning calories. But I think if you're just trying to lose weight, the diet is where it's at. Because you might do a class like that. It's really hard. And you burn like 250 calories. You eat like 1 Snicker bar.
Yeah.
And all that work's gone. I'd rather just not eat the Snicker. Like, what would you rather do? Go and do that 45-minute class and have a Snicker bar or just not have the Snicker bar? It's much easier to not have the Snicker bar.
Yeah.
So I think diet is like 95% of where it's at and then the other 5% is fitness. But where I don't agree with that and what I do mainly now is I sort of transition slowly from this and slightly doing slightly more classes and more cardio.
Yeah, you were very, very cardio-based, weren't you? It's funny thinking back now because I'm so used to what you do now and I can't almost imagine you doing anything other than that. But when you first started, you were all, it was the bike, it was running, you were all about cardio. And I remember you having the discussion with your brother because he was into weights, you saying, no, I don't want to do weights.
Yeah.
I'm lost loads of weight. I'm a runner. I'm a, like, you do your bike. I'm all about cardio. I don't need to do weights.
Yeah. Well, he started working out with Steve, who now I work out with as well. And he took me over to Spain, which is where Steve lives. And we were doing, we did like 3 days working out in the gym. And Steve was like, you know, pitched me on working out with him as well. So we do it over, I've got a gym at home. We do it over Zoom. So I just whacked my phone on and he just tells me, you know, what to do. And it's quite good. I enjoy it. You know, it's good having him there holding me accountable. It makes it a bit more interesting rather than just trying, you know, a bit more varied. I don't have to think about it. I have to plan it. I just turn up, do it. We do 4 days. So, and I've been doing this about a year now. So the first sort of 2 years, it was cardio and classes and stuff at the gym, which I very slowly increased. But I would, yes, I start low and then now I do resistance training with Steve.
But what's the difference, my point is, between why do you feel now you need to add in all the weight training?
I think it's about your goals. So so I do different training to Samuel. Samuel's goals, he enjoys boxing. So he wants to be boxing fit. Whereas for me now, my goal really is muscle growth and improving my body shape, getting a V, building up my chest, building up my arms. So for that, all I really need to do is weight training, really. I don't really do cardio anymore other than football and walking. We try and get our steps in. I think walking is a really good way of burning calories, about being too fatiguing on your body.
Yeah, definitely. We was talking about that this week, weren't we? We need to get out there more and just go for walks.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're based at home
And there's only so much you can do, right? There's only so much. Like, if I was sitting there, if my whole business was to be in great shape, then I might do it a bit differently. But I'm already committing 5 hours a week. Yeah. I'm doing cardio with football. So I'm doing four, I do four training sessions, weight training, hard training sessions for an hour.
Yeah.
I do it at home, which saves me driving to the gym. It literally takes me an hour.
Yeah. But you have a lot of other life and work commitments, don't you? And you have to make it fit in to what works for us as a family, for business, for everything. Like you say, if all you had to do was worry about being in shape and that was your job, then yeah, you'd spend a lot more time. Like Steve. That is Steve. His job.
Yeah.
He's a PT. That's what he promotes. So yeah, he spends a lot longer in the gym because that's his job. To be in the gym.
But I think the key is consistency. So I think what I'm doing, I believe, is enough to get in really, really good shape. I'm not there yet. I've improved a lot. I'm not in really good shape.
Imagine what I'll be saying.
Imagine how wowed you're going to be in another year or two. But I think it's enough. But it's just consistency, doing it over a long period of time. So I've been doing it for a year, this style of training, 3 years in total. So I think, you know, give it another 3 years and I'll be in much better shape. Yeah. Than I am now. I've just got to be consistent.
Did you have any major setbacks along the way? I can think of one, actually.
I wouldn't say there's any major setbacks. I have had setbacks. So, like, where we went to America for 2 weeks and I tried to eat well, but it's very hard to eat well when you're eating out every meal.
I think you've forgotten your biggest one.
Oh, you're going to say my toe?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to have an operation on my toe.
I felt like that really threw you. I feel like that. There's been holidays where, yes, we find that if we go for longer than like about 4 or 5 days, we can hold it for 4 or 5 days on a holiday and then we slip.
Yeah.
And then
I would say for me, it's 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, you're worse than me though, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then the last few days, we bad. And yeah, you come back a bit heavier. But I don't feel like your mindset changed. I feel like, but with your toe, that was the first time I felt like you almost had given up. Not totally,
no.
But you were like, that's it. I can't do anything. I mean, agony. The only kind of niceness I've got at the moment is eating nice food. All I'm doing is lying in bed, binging the whole of Breaking Bad from season 1 to 7.
It was an interesting time. It was so painful.
But I don't feel like you even tried to eat well. Like, I feel like it was just gone. Your motivation.
I would say I didn't.
After about a week. You did for about a week.
Yeah, I didn't try. I just thought, you know what? I'm going to get back on this once my toe's better. Yeah.
But then I remember the disappointment after like a month when you were back on your feet.
Well, bear in mind, in a month, I put on about 10 pounds. So it wasn't like horrendous.
No, that seems really bad to me though.
You think that's really bad?
Because if I put on 10 pounds, that would be...
Yeah, I put on about 10 pounds a month. But basically, so on my toe, I had to have an operation on my toe where basically I had a bone sort of sticking out my toe and they had to rip my nail off, slice open the flesh, saw the bone off and then stitch it back up, which sounds horrible.
It was quite horrible.
Because it is horrible. So I went in, I had the operation done, and I obviously had really strong painkillers. And I actually don't like taking painkillers for two reasons, right? Number one is I think that you kind of need to know if you've got pain, because if I've got pain somewhere, I kind of want to know about it because my body's way of telling me to rest that area or to not move it. If I just mask the pain, then I'll walk on it and I potentially could do more damage. But the main reason I don't like painkillers is I think they're really bad for you. You know, painkillers, they mess up your insides and stuff as well. I'm really anti taking painkillers. So when I broke my rib, didn't have any painkillers. I was fine. And I thought I'd be the same.
I'm already smirking about this story.
Right. So I was like, I don't need painkillers. The doctor said to me, he's like, obviously they actually put me out for the op. So I was totally out of it. Woke up. I thought, oh, I can feel it, but it's not that bad. It's okay. And he said, here are these really strong painkillers. Go and get these other strong painkillers from the pharmacist on the way home. I was like, I'll take these ones. I'm not having both. I'm not like double dosing painkillers. I'll have the one lot, but I won't need them. He's like, take them before you start feeling pain. I was like, kind of crap is it? He's trying to fill me with drugs. Take them before you start feeling pain. That's stupid, right? So I didn't take them. So I'm lying in bed, fell asleep, and then I woke up. Honestly, it was the worst pain I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah, I've never seen you like that.
It felt like someone had cut open my toe, sawn off a bone, and then stitched back together again. Because that is what had happened, right? So I was lying there, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I couldn't think, I couldn't move. It was just, I was like, where the hell are those painkillers? Took them. They did nothing. I mean, I'm sure they did do something, but it was such a drop in the ocean. It'd be like, if this whole floor was flooded, you got a cup of water, took one cup out and threw it out, and went, there you go. It's like, that doesn't solve the problem. That's nothing, right? That was how it felt. So I was like, Anna, you need to go to the pharmacist, get me these other painkillers. But it's like the middle of the night, she couldn't. So I had nothing for that whole night. And it was, you know, I needed to get up to go to the toilet.
But you had to crawl,
like,
didn't you?
Crawling on the floor. It was just horrendous. So that whole time then, I couldn't work out. I couldn't get out of bed for about 2 weeks. It was just awful. You did get me the painkillers the next day, and that helped a little bit.
But you
bit.
Were still in absolute agony,
oh,
weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the whole time. I couldn't think of anything other than the pain. So I changed my mind a little bit on painkillers. I still wouldn't take them for things like a headache. But
sometimes they
for
are
an
operation, needed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, all the way. It was awful. Absolutely awful.
But yeah, I remember after that time, you being really disappointed. Because
I was disappointed when I
weighed
myself.
You had to become strict again, because then we'd put ourselves in a situation where we were eating crisps in the evening in front of the TV and chocolate and eating more junk food, and because that's, we'd kind of got ourselves back into that pattern over that time. And then I'm not saying you'd totally snapped out of dieting, but I feel like we had to then go, right, draw a line. That was then.
Yeah.
Let's get back on it.
I actually don't think we suit each other when it comes to diet for two reasons, right? I eat a lot of food, but I'm also very disciplined at eating good food. You don't eat a lot of food, but you're not disciplined at all with what you eat. You'd rather have a little bit of something unhealthy than a nice big dinner.
Yeah, because I don't eat big meals all in one go. So having a really big but 600 calorie meal.
Like the epitome of it is what we're talking about with the wine. But then you, not anymore, but you did rather have a bad toe, bring in like junk food, and you're like, oh yeah, I'll have a crisp. Whereas I'm like, you give me a crisp, I'm going to eat the whole bag.
Yeah, see, I don't get that. Like, I'm very happy to have two crisps.
You'll open a box of roses and have two.
Yeah.
But you've brought the roses into my life. And now I'm going to eat all of them because I'm very ill-disciplined when they're there. I'm more disciplined in the shop. I won't buy it. You're more disciplined when you actually have it.
But I think I've got better.
You have got a lot better.
So I've stopped.
Even when we have people over, I'm like, don't buy crisps.
Yeah, but
we've got to give them something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't have people over. Like Russell would have people over and just like, hello, welcome. No, we don't have food or drink here.
I wouldn't say no
just
food or drink.
Just go and sit down. We don't do, no alcohol in just in case I drink it.
See,
no crisps in just in case I eat it.
I'm okay with alcohol. It's just crisps. I'm also
it's
okay.
It's not just crisps though, because you also wouldn't want me to get chocolate in.
Chocolate I'm cool with.
Or biscuits.
I actually said to you last time, I was like, don't buy crisps.
Buy the
get
roses.
Cake.
No,
cake,
you did say get cake. Neither of us would be a fan
really like
on cake.
I mean, it's nice, but I don't say a cake and think, oh, I've got to have some cake. I can take it or leave it. Crisps, I can't take it or leave it. If it's there, I take it. A lot of it. All of it. I remember we used to go around, it's just crisps.
Are you thinking Pokenite?
Pokenite, oh man. They bring crisps out in front of you. When we went on a stag do, every time we ordered a round of drinks, they put nuts are the same. Anything savoury like that, nuts. I must have had a nuts are so high calorie, it's crazy.
Yeah, nuts. Yeah.
Nuts are awful.
I was gonna say I don't like nuts.
You do. Okay. I can't remember what your question was now.
I can't remember. I think it was just we went from your setback and now we're just talking about junk food.
I'll tell you how you do it. Because I remember your question now. I find you often get into bad habits. I think bad habits are the worst. So for example, a bad habit that we had was in the evening, you'd have your dinner, and in the evening, when you're relaxing, 9 o'clock, you're like, right, kids are in bed, finish work for the day, let's watch an episode on Netflix. And we were in the habit at that point of bringing out snacks. Let's go and get a snack. That can undo, depending on what you eat, your whole day's work if you're trying to diet. So I think we're in the habit of that. And then when you don't have it, you're there and you're like, it's hard, it's a battle. Because I kind of want it, I'm used to having it. So I think the key is, rather than just trying to cut the habit, change it for something else. So
I like my glass of wine every night.
But change it for, so you might like a glass of wine, you might think, well, I'll have a slimline tonic with an alcohol-free gin.
Yeah.
And that's my drink that I have in the evening, and which is what we did.
Yes.
And suddenly it's like, oh, okay. So that's like, it's like 20 calories.
Because we went from junk food to alcoholic drink. We changed it, but then thought, well, we can't really be having an
alcoholic drink every night.
So then changed it again. And it's mad how, though, it doesn't... You have a few nights of, like, I remember sitting there just thinking, I'm not even enjoying the TV because I need some food. But once the habit's gone, like, it's just gone. You just don't even...
Think
about it. You just sit down, watch the TV, and the TV is the enjoyment.
Yeah.
Not thinking, what am I going to snack on?
So I think if find yourself at a healthy, it doesn't even have to be healthy, just healthier, because you can dwindle it down.
Yeah.
So you could go, I'll have Diet Coke. Yeah, it's not super healthy, but at least there's no calories.
Yeah.
Right, I'll have Diet Coke. Or the one I have, my lifesaver, is Biltong. Biltong has become the new crisps for me. So I buy like Biltong from Amazon. I get it shipped in. You've always got it in. It's on that, the repeat order where it just keeps coming, subscription order. So it just comes in, 20 bags of it in the cupboard, doesn't go off because it's
even
like
that
dried.
We do different because I've got something else I have instead of that.
Well, you like the pork puff things, don't you?
Yeah, but you can't, even those.
They're too nice.
I have like one bag and then that's my equivalent if he's Biltong. But if he has... the pork scratchings I have, I'm like, the other night, you made me laugh because you were like, oh, I've got some calories left. But instead of thinking I've got calories left, I'll treat myself to a bag of those. You came in with like 3 bags and you're like, that's... And I was like, why do you need 3 bags of them?
I had 450 calories left.
Have one bag like any normal person.
Got to get calories in, mate. You you don't want to go too low. I don't want to lose this muscle.
Why have 3 bags though? Just have one.
Yeah, they're too nice. That's the problem. Biltong is nice, but I wouldn't want to eat loads of it. It's only 80 calories a bag and it's like 18 grams of protein. Biltong is the best. I love Biltong.
We've kind of found our own ways of doing it and then blended it together to fit our lifestyle, haven't we?
I'll tell you another thing that's nonsense I've tried, thinking of nonsense stuff. Intermittent fasting.
Yeah, that's never worked for me either.
It's because it's... I assume the only reason it works, because your weight loss is all about calories in, calories out.
Yeah.
That's it. So I assume the only reason it works is because you're only allowed to eat in a short window, you eat less calories overall. But then I don't. I just eat a massive load of food in my little window and don't lose any weight.
Yeah. I think you've got to eat. Yeah.
And then feel hungry and the rest of the time. Yeah. I hate intermittent fasting. It sucks. No
Didn't
offense.
Samuel do that at one point?
I think he might still do it. Hey, if it works for him, works for him. For me, it sucks.
What do you think of the diet, such as, obviously, in the past we've done the juice diet. I get asked, because I documented that on my Instagram, I get asked a lot about that and people
juice
are like,
diet.
Yeah, should you do it?
Nah, it
See,
sucks.
I don't think it sucks. I think, what about, like, it's good, quite good for detoxing your body.
Is it?
Yeah, because once we came off that, remember when, sorry, we thought we'd never have sweets again.
Yeah, because we did the juice diet for a week and then...
We were convinced. We were like...
You've got to build yourself up slowly, haven't you? And they suggested, because it can mess up your digestive system, they suggested having figs to start with. And we had the figs and I was like, holy crap.
Who will ever need sweets and chocolate in their life again?
Like, unbelievable. They're like... Oh, it was like honey. It was just like so sweet. It was amazing. I was like, well... That's all we need now. Figs.
Figs for life.
Figs for life.
I tried a fig the other day and I was just like,
It shows how much sugar and salt and stuff is in the food that we eat to make it tasty.
Because when you, but we were when proper convinced, weren't we, at the time? And we were like, that's it now. We're going to just live on soup, a little meal, and figs.
Nah, I'm not feeling it. I hated it. It was a week of hell.
Don't you think it's nice as a start?
Nah.
I think if you're...
How many people do you know that start with something like that and then just go straight back and put it all back on?
No, because then you've got the clean nine, which
same thing. Nah, it sucks.
I think if you see it as a start, though, so it's like your detox. You do lose 7 pounds, so you're motivated to get going.
I've done that
sometimes, and I feel like it does work as a start, but you can't see it as a diet, because like you say, diet is a lifestyle. You can't see it as, I'm going to do that, and then all's good because I've lost 7 pounds.
I'd rather just do the thing I was going to do in the first place afterwards.
Yeah, true. But I'm not against them, as long as you appreciate it's not just that is the diet.
Well, obviously not, because it sucks. You could never do it.
It's just a kickstart to get you going.
Nah, not feeling it. Horrible.
Well, another thing we disagree on.
Week of hell.
It is a week of hell. It's 9 days, isn't it, the juice diet?
The only thing I do like about fasting, which is basically, it's fasting, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, because you give up on...
is you're not allowed to eat any food, and you can only drink really disgusting juices that you make yourself out of things like kale and...
Which is why you get to the point where figs taste like the best thing you've ever tasted.
We got to the point where I had just like, oh, it's time for my next juice. I don't want it. I'd rather.
Yeah, so the last few days, you basically are fasting because...
It's just... awful. The only thing that is good is I do quite like challenging myself. Like, it's like interesting to do it, and it's you're muted.
Oh, sorry. And it is healthy.
Yeah.
I do think it's good, because don't you think detoxing is good? I know you've done with Steve, like fasting. So isn't it the juice diet a similar kind of detoxing?
The problem
or
is,
are you not even for that?
Here's the thing, right? It might be really good. I've looked into the research and the studies on it. Some show some health benefits and some longevity in your life, things like that. Others show very little difference. And for me to put myself through that horrible pain, I'd need to be damn certain that it was good for me.
Yeah.
And because I'm not, and I think there actually are some potential negatives, especially when I'm trying to grow muscle.
Yeah.
When there are some potential negatives, I was just like, why would I put myself through pain? Why would I put myself through something that I hated? That may or may not help. Now, I do take some supplements that may or may not help. Tom Cat Arley. Some studies show that it's good for helping you boost muscle growth and building testosterone, things like stuff like that. Others have shown it's done very little. But how much effort is it? I just put it in my mouth, swallow it. No effort. When I'm taking my other supplements like creatine, which I think is great anyway, it's no hassle, right? It's costing me like 15 quid a month. That's the risk.
Yeah.
Whereas fasting for a week, when I'm not sure, it's costing me like a week of hell.
Yeah.
For what?
Which then can just put you off. That's the kind of thing that then can
make you think, if it was like, it adds 10 years to your life, if you do it once a year, I'd go, worth it.
Yeah.
If I believe that, but I don't believe it enough.
Not that I'm not really enjoying talking about your new body transformation.
Thank you.
But to finish, are there any books, programs or tools you found?
There are. So I would say a really good book that I read is called Bigger, Leaner, Stronger. That was the book that changed my mind on the style of training that I now do.
Okay.
I think by Michael Matthews. It's a really good book. And then regarding sort of, I actually watch a lot of YouTube videos about health. So probably my favorite one is a channel called Renaissance Periodization, a guy called Dr. Mike.
Is he the one that goes through other people's diets?
He does that. He's funny. Yeah, he's really good.
To him like every night while we go to sleep. His channel, like I think about him going to sleep, I think, because his voice is in my head.
Is it because of his big muscles?
And that.
But yeah, he's very entertaining. He's a sports scientist, so a lot of interesting stuff on his channel. And obviously, I check out Steve Walker, who's my coach. He's on Instagram. Probably they're the three. I'd follow him on Instagram, follow Dr. Mike on YouTube. I'll probably read the book. And they've got a woman's version of the book as well, which I tried to get you to read. I don't think you ever did.
No.
Slimmer, leaner, stronger.
I will do. I feel like I'm a little bit behind you.
In general.
In So I think I try and live a healthy lifestyle, and but I'm not as regimented at going to the gym and things as you.
Although you've done quite well, you've lost a little bit of weight, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I've lost a stone.
You've never been fat like me though. You've got you're much more consistent.
Yeah,
you've probably like in your whole life, you've probably. That probably been half a stone lighter than this and half a stone heavier than this. Yeah, and that's about
I stay within a certain range. But I have lost a stone in the last 2 months.
It's good.
And I have started going to the gym.
Kind of contradicted my point, didn't I? I said, you've always been within half a stone heavier and half a stone lighter than what you are now.
Well, kind of, but...
You had a little bad blip.
Yeah. And I was heavier than I used to be.
Heavier than you've ever been before.
Yeah. Other than pregnant.
In a stone's time, we'll have to do a video like this about you. We'll have to sit down with you and you can tell us all about how you did it.
That'll be totally different to how you
totally
did
different
it.
Style. It's like, yeah, what you do, you don't eat. You just drink wine.
And it
I have a wine diet.
A wine and a chocolate bar and my pork scratchings. And, and that's all you eat. And yeah, look at me now.
I only have 500 calories a day, 400 of wine, 100 of pork scratchings. I have one chocolate bar.
Stephen, I'm thinking now, oh, yeah.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like a diet and a half. That does.
I should release the book.
All right. Well, guys, thanks ever so much for tuning in. Hope you found that useful. If you are looking to lose weight or to get fit, check out the channels that we recommended, and we'll see you next week.